The Holy Gospel appointed for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Holy Gospel of St. Luke, the 20th chapter, verses 27 through 40. There came to Jesus some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children. And the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife." And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. For they cannot die anymore, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." Then some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well," for they no longer dared to ask him any question. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to believe, not only in the resurrection of the dead, but that Jesus is also the resurrection and the life, as we place all of our faith, all of our trust in him as our Redeemer. This is especially significant today, as we also look forward to our own resurrection from the dead, one day in the kingdom of heaven. That even though we won't marry, nor will be given in marriage, that we will recognize each other as part of God's big family in the kingdom of heaven, where we will not die anymore, but be equal to the angels as children of God and children of the resurrection. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, with special attention to the following verses of Luke chapter 20, verses 28 through 33. "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother having a wife and no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children. And the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. After the woman also died, in the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, whose wife will this woman be? That is the question the Sadducees asked Jesus, since she had been married to not only one, two, or three brothers in the same family, but seven of them. Yes, in the resurrection, whose wife will this woman be? For the seven brothers had her as wife. As a matter of fact, the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection of the dead, nor in the existence of angels and spirits. To them, their beliefs were not in keeping with the Word of God, but very unbiblical. They also did not believe or accept the Old Testament writings as the Pharisees and the scribes and the others did, except for the first five books of the Old Testament, the Law of Moses, the Pentateuch. As a matter of fact, the Sadducees represented most of the upper class in Jerusalem, the elite, including the chief priests in the temple. We're also told that the Pharisees and the Sadducees didn't get along with each other either. They were arch enemies, trying to influence and control the people by their power and their authority. So there was not only a constant challenge to Jesus' ministry and his teachings by both the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but also a struggle between these two very powerful movements within Judaism. As a matter of fact, the Sadducees weren't really searching for the truth when they asked Jesus that question, "Teacher, in the resurrection, therefore, whose woman or whose wife will this woman be? For the seven had her as wife." So how does Jesus respond to them? Jesus knew they were trying to stump him and trick him by their question, so that they could not only compromise and undermine Jesus' ministry and teaching, but also have all the people begin to question Jesus' power and authority as the Son of God, and especially his claim to be the Messiah. The Sadducees wanted to spread their influence and control over the people with their own practices, their own beliefs, their own dogma and theology. That's why they came to Jesus and asked that question, "Whose wife will this woman be?" As a matter of fact, they said to Jesus, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother." As a matter of fact, that's precisely what is written in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25, verses 5 and 6. The duty and responsibility to marry his brother's wife. Listen to what it says. If brothers are living together and one of them dies without a son, his widow must not marry outside the family. The husband brother shall take her and marry her and fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her. The first son she bears shall carry on the name of the dead brother, so that his name will not be blotted out from Israel. In other words, the purpose of this requirement in the law was to assure that each family was perpetuated by the bearing of children and keeping the name of the dead brother in the family alive. As a matter of fact, the first brother took her as his wife, but died without giving her a child. And then the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. So they asked Jesus that very important question in the resurrection. Therefore, whose wife will this woman be? Finally, afterward, the woman also died. So they asked Jesus another question. The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. As a matter of fact, this is how Jesus answered their question in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, beginning verse 29. Listen to what he said. You are mistaken because you do not know the Scriptures or the Word of God. At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like angels in heaven. But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Have you not listened to them? He's not the God of the dead, but of the living. For all live to him. In other words, after the resurrection, there is no marriage in the kingdom of heaven because we will be perfect just like the angels. It will be very different from what we are used to here on earth. As a matter of fact, we're told that in heaven, we are going to not experience any more sickness or pain or suffering, and especially death. As we talked about it last Sunday on All Saints Day. As a matter of fact, this is what Jesus said about it. For they cannot die anymore because they are equal to angels and the sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. Yes, no more trials and tribulations, and especially death. No more marrying or bearing of children. Marriage and bearing of children is only true here on earth as we know it today. And therefore, we will neither marry nor are given in marriage in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, none of the seven brothers are a husband to her once they died. And yet, all of them will recognize her as having been married to her, just as we will recognize our own spouse today when we enter the kingdom of heaven. But we will no longer be married to our spouses. Does that surprise you? We will not recognize our grandparents and parents and children and grandchildren, siblings and everyone else in our family as we do today. Yes, we will recognize each other, but not in the same way that we do today here on earth. And then Jesus went on to tell the Sadducees that there is indeed a resurrection of the dead. He said to them, but the dead are raised. Even Moses showed in the passage about the bush where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For all live to him. In other words, Jesus points out to them that even Moses, whom they accepted, believed in the resurrection of the dead, contrary to their denial of the resurrection. As a matter of fact, it was then that some of the scribes, not the Sadducees, the scribes answered saying, "Teacher, you have spoken well." Yes, it was the scribes who sided and agreed with Jesus against the Sadducees so that they no longer asked him any more questions. Now, what about us here today? What about you and me? Do we believe in the resurrection of the dead? As we confessed again this morning in the third article of the Apostles' Creed, "I believe in the resurrection of the body." I hope so. I hope and pray that we do believe and accept the resurrection of the dead after we die to this world. And when Jesus comes back again at his second coming, as he has promised all of us. We read in St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians concerning Jesus' second coming. Listen to what it says. "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." In the short explanation of Martin Luther's Small Catechism, the question is asked, what do the Scriptures teach of the resurrection of the body? The answer, the Scriptures teach that at the last day, God will raise up me and all the dead so that our bodies, the same bodies that have died, shall be made alive again. This is what Jesus told the Jews in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 5, verse 9. "Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to life, and those who have done evil will be risen to be condemned." And that's precisely what Jesus did throughout his 3-year public ministry concerning eternal life and the kingdom of heaven. The words of Jesus himself, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." And then Jesus asked Martha that very important question. He asked that same questions of us. Do you believe this? And what did Martha say? "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." Yes, may God the Father bless us through his Holy Spirit today, as we also place all of our faith, all of our trust, not only in the resurrection of the dead, but in Jesus as the life and the resurrection, our Redeemer, the one who has saved us from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil, one day into the kingdom of heaven. May our prayer today be the words we sang today. "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his Spirit, washed by his blood. Yes, we believe in the resurrection of the body. We believe that Jesus is the life and the resurrection. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.